Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're glad you're with us tonight. And I want to remind you all that Dr. Allen has new classes, and you can find out information about those classes online at the Want iStore, wanticestore.com. And you can find out early information and be the first one to find out information if you go to Dr. Pat Allen's website, www.drpatallen.com. And sign up for our monthly newsletter. I want to remind you that when you sign up, you're going to get an email, and you're going to need to click on a link inside that email that makes sure that you've signed up, so you get your issues of the newsletter monthly. And I believe our October newsletter has already come out, but you might be able to look at Facebook and find the link to it there. So I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us here each and every Thursday night to be with you and to answer your questions. And we're going to start the show right now. Dr. Allen, you're on the air.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm ready to work.
I understand you had an excellent Monday and Wednesday show.
Wednesday. Orange County in L.A., yes.
And
it was recorded, in case anybody wants copies.
Awesome. So you've got some new classes coming up, including Growing Old Gracefully.
Well, that one is going to be at the end of the stream. So in the meantime, we're going to do Getting to I Do, Script, One Training for Effective Communication. We've got a series of them, and we're going to cycle through them. So if they want to join, go to the website.
Yeah, exactly. The website, a great place to get information. So, Dr. Allen, I have to ask you.
What is the website?
It's www.wanticestore.com. So,
what else can they use?
That is where they go to sign up for the seminars and classes. And they can probably find a link to that from drpalon.com. But it's a direct one for the One Eye Store, which is a great place to find all kinds of materials, including your books and your DVDs and your other recordings.
Good.
So a lot of people talking about what just happened in Las Vegas.
I know. Want me to make a comment?
I would love you to make a comment, Dr. Allen.
Well, first of all, the man is obviously disabled.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's hereditary because his father sounded disabled.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on Valium.
Mm.
And whether people know it or not, when people, especially dopamine addicts, which are alcoholics, which are gamblers, which are sex addicts, with addictions, you always have to have some kind of chemistry in the body that the body thinks and feels it needs.
Mm-hmm.
Dopamine is an upper. Epinephrine is an upper.
Mm-hmm.
Serotonin is a tranquilizer nature produces to calm us down when we're having a craving for a big dopamine upper.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the ever popular norepinephrine, which is what people produce when they do something that is painful, and they put themselves down with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this poor devil, and I use that characteristically, was a dopamine addict and made money gambling, and he got into guns, which is, I hate to say, to sick minds, very dopamine productive.
Mm-hmm.
So he's higher than a kite. But here's the sad part. When men get to be 45 to 55, their testosterone goes down, and the estrogen that's in their body from day one starts impacting them.
Mm-hmm.
So they start craving cherishing, craving feeling good.
Right.
You see? And so what I think is, he was a disabled person who seemed normal on paper, but who was, in fact, an addict to dopamine produced by gambling and criminality, which is guns and power and... Yeah.
Right.
You see what I mean?
I've
been reading that we now think that it's very hereditary to be psychopathic. That if you're in the wrong family, you may get the wrong genes and do the wrong things. He sounded like he was disciplined and organized while he was a real estate guy and what he did for living. But you know what latent inhibitions is, Kelly?
Yes, I do.
Latent inhibitions are for people who don't have the chemistry or are not taking the chemistry. Antidepressants and antipsychotics calm us down, but if we're genetically addicted to uppers,
mm-hmm.
we don't produce a supportive system with norepinephrine to shut us down.
Right.
It's almost like nature is giving us permission to go crazy.
Right, right.
I refer you all to Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers by Robert Sapolsky, the chief anxiety educator from Stanford, who specializes in talking about anxiety, neurobiological anxiety. So my opinion is he was a disabled person living in a country that gave him permission to buy guns, to up them into machine guns, and go kill people, you see?
Mm-hmm. I see. I hope everybody out there who's been affected by this, if they need counseling or help getting through this time, this period of grief, and trying to understand what's going on, seeks help. This was a tragedy. I had personal friends that were there, and fortunately they are all safe, but there's a lot of people out there who weren't. So
my granddaughter
mm-hmm.
had three friends wounded.
Yes, it's just been, you know, one of the worst tragedies in the history of the United States. So,
and a book about the chemistry is The Craving Brain by Dr. Rudin.
Dr. Rudin. So I think we should, say a prayer for everyone, and we should go ahead and take calls if you're ready, Dr. Allen.
Let's do it.
All right, great. I am. Hi, caller. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi, caller.
Hello.
You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Live. Do you have a question?
I do. I wanted to read my hi-bye letter to you guys.
Dr. Allen, are you there?
Well, I'm there. How long is it?
It's one page.
Okay, one page will be a demonstration. I want to explain what a hi-bye is. It's for when you've been abandoned or dumped, or you want to dump somebody. It's a 4-paragraph. Here's the paragraph, so grab your pen and paper. Paragraph 1, what I liked about you. Paragraph 2, the pain of knowing you. Paragraph 3, if I'm a woman, what I don't want in a relationship. And if I'm a man, what I do want in a relationship. And paragraph 4, the opposite. For a woman, she then says what she does want in a relationship. And a gentleman says what he does not want. Those are the 4 overview paragraphs. And then the 5th paragraph is, thank you for bringing this painful lesson into my awareness so that I could take and make the effort to learn how not to do it. And that's what I do for a living, helping people communicate. Beware of your thoughts, they become words. Beware of your words, they become habits. Beware of your habits, they become your character. Beware of your character, it becomes your destiny. At the bank, making money. At the doctor's office, being well. And in every single relationship, especially the loving ones, with extra special on sexual relationships. So now, please feel free to read your 1 page. Are you dumped or are you dumping?
I am dumped.
You're dumped?
Yes.
Okay, do not break anonymity, please.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. I hope you are well. We had a brief connection, but I haven't forgotten you, and I wanted to put down in words a few of the feelings that I've held in my heart. There are so many reasons why I admire and respect you. It's rare to find a well-respected, intelligent physician who is also has a kind, energetic, and generous spirit. Not all physicians are like you. You were kind and open to me from the first time I met you. You didn't hesitate to bring me into your world, and you made me feel at home. You didn't have anything handed to you. You worked very hard for everything that you have. Your determination is something that I admire. You have a masculine way of knowing exactly what you want and going after it, which is incredibly sexy in a man. Our conversations were easy, interesting, and comfortable. I love sitting close to your side at the beautiful Mexican restaurant and hearing about your life, your thoughts, and your opinions. I find it surprising that you and I both love politics and Washington, D.C. It makes me smile to think that your Sunday morning is much like mine, you catching up on the New York Times and me religiously watching Meet the Press. When you faded away, I felt sad and I couldn't understand it since we had a great connection. When you told me that you knew we would be good friends, I felt the same in my heart. That was your intuition speaking to you. My keen instinct told me that you're a good person and someone worth knowing, and that was proven to be true. In time, I began to understand that your distance from me may have had more to do with you than it had to do with me. We never had a chance to talk about what we were both wanting for the future. I had questions, and I'm sure you had questions too. It brought me pain because I would have loved the opportunity to speak with you and honestly talk things over, rather than never speak to someone whose company I enjoyed. I don't want to be in a relationship with someone that doesn't want to communicate with me. I don't want to wonder what happened, and I don't want to be confused. I want to have open and honest communication with whoever I'm with. This letter has not been easy for me to write. I'm not one to wear my heart on my sleeve, but I'm willing to be vulnerable. I need a man who is willing to be honest with his feelings, and I, as I am being in this letter, I want to be in a relationship with an intelligent man who is open, generous, treats me kindly, and cherishes my feelings above anything else because I am worthy of it. I want you to know how much of a difference you made in my life, Before meeting you, I had my blinders on and I was not remotely interested in getting into a relationship. I was very focused on my work, but you opened my eyes to something that was missing in my life. Since I met you, I've lost weight, I've traded my glasses for contacts, and I see myself for the gorgeous woman that I am, and I am thankful and so glad to have met you. It is my hope that we can be friends, not acquaintances, but the same good friends that you imagined us being when you and I had first met. Thank you for the lesson you brought me. I will remember it in my next relationship, and then with respect in my name.
That's beautiful. Are you going to send it to him?
Yes, if you agree that it's okay.
Has he been gone for 8 weeks?
Yes, we're on week 10.
Fine. 8 weeks is the amount of time that human beings need to ruminate, feel things. They take that time to make decisions that are major. So if you send it too early, you cut him off of his process. And therefore, you've done your 8 weeks. Send it and see what the response is and be sure you let us know what it is. Okay?
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that was a good demonstration.
Hello. Hi, that was great letter.
I find that when people write like these letters, they universally write with the poetry. You know, Abraham Maslow said that creative people speak and write poetically because their heart and their brain works together.
Exactly. We've got a caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hey, Pat, how are you?
I'm just fine.
Good. Hey, I had a question about being in a relationship and it going too fast. I've been in a couple,
how
just got
go
dumped.
How
could
it go too fast other than sexually?
That's a good question. People say that I said I loved her too quick. We got into romantic relationship. We were in a committed relationship and we had sex in 2 weeks.
I'm talking about penile insertion in her body.
Yeah, it didn't happen until 5 dates in and we had a committed relationship. And then it was like a week and a half probably into the relationship. Did that happen?
So you were ready and you agreed to be sexually and socially monogamous, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. And we talked about it, yeah.
You agreed to be continuous at least once a week talking or seeing each other?
Right. Yeah, we were seeing each other about 2 or 3 days a week. We were planning on...
Not married or married? Which one?
Yeah, we were planning on being married.
Married.
Yeah.
So what went wrong?
She...
Going too fast.
Yeah, I didn't either. Okay, so I just wanted to clarify that. What went wrong on her side, she just basically, she said we had too many speed bumps for our honeymoon phase. I said, well, how many did we have? And she said, about 4. And I was like, okay, so what, I don't see anything wrong with that. We're just communicating our feelings. And that's what I was trying to do. So things that she would do, I would bring it up to her and she'd get defensive and
what
she
I'm
didn't
hearing
like that.
Is she was the man and you weren't.
Maybe, yeah.
I hear that she was the
boss. Trying to. Yeah, I guess. I'm trying to be the man.
Yeah, I know, but she wouldn't allow it because she wanted to be the man too.
I was fighting for respect. Yeah, I was fighting for respect. That's why a lot of the things
you.
I brought up.
You committed to a relationship, but you had a lot of work to do. So are you split up now?
Yeah, she left. She said it was too much.
Is she reaching out to you?
I don't know. She just broke up with me today. So.
Okay, so it's just today. All right, we'll give her 8 weeks to make. Give her 8 weeks Are you good chemistry with each other?
Yeah, we're definitely good chemistry.
All right.
Sex is great.
Therefore, I don't want you to chase her because she dumped you. I want her
right.
to be left alone for at least 8 weeks to see if she regrets okay. her decision.
Yeah.
Will you do that?
Do people... I will do that. Yes, I can do that. So, I mean,
remember,
I'm fighting to be the man in the relationship, but it's, I guess I'm not doing
you're
that
fighting
great.
Fighting to be the man?
No, I'm fighting. I'm trying. I'm doing the best
oh,
I can.
You're
but
fine.
I feel
fighting.
Like,
okay, well,
yeah.
whatever you say you want, you have to ask her how she feels about it, not what she thinks. I think this.
Right, and that's what
feel.
I did. Right.
Yes, but what I'm hearing is that she is like many women. Is she American?
Yes. Yeah, she's white, American.
American women have taken women's libs so far that they are now shaming women that want to be passive patients and vulnerable to a man who wants to compete, conquer, and control. So I want you to know, let reality, if you had good chemistry, the chance is she's going to call you back. Please never have intercourse with her again until you've trained her how to respect you. Hug her and kiss her, but no intercourse.
Okay.
Until she's worthy of at least a promise ring and maybe even an engagement ring. Will you do that?
Yeah, I can do that. Why no
right.
sex? Why no sex?
Because she, how old is she?
She's 30.
She's gushing oxytocin, which glues her to you if her body
right.
likes you. How old
right.
are you?
37.
You are gushing testosterone. You aren't going to go
yeah.
on estrogen till you're 45. She's not going to go
right.
on testosterone and progesterone until she's 45. So nature
right.
is nature is now, she doesn't want to be bonded to you until she's got you trained to be a wuss.
Oh, you think that's
so
what it is,
become
huh?
a wuss.
Okay. Okay.
Got it?
Yeah, I got it.
You read my book, Getting to I Do.
Yes, I have. I'm working on
all right.
changing myself.
So if you want
so.
Respect, require that she respect you.
Okay.
Unless you're immoral, unethical, or illegal.
Right.
Raise your right hand, sir.
Okay.
Is it up?
Raising.
I promise.
Yep. I promise.
I promise.
I promise.
Yes. On my honor.
On my honor.
To give, protect, and cherish.
To give, protect, and cherish.
The women I love.
Women that I love.
Even when.
Even when.
They're illogical.
They're illogical.
Irrational.
Irrational.
And downright irritating.
And downright irritating.
That means when you ask for what you want, you say something and it's moral, ethical, and legal, and she fights you because you're a control freak, she calls it. I want you to say, honey,
mm-hmm.
you have every right to see me as a control freak. I'm a man, and I want to be respected, and if you respect me, I will cherish your feelings.
Mm.
Got that?
Got it. Yeah.
Do
okay.
it. Thank
I will
you
do it.
Calling.
I will wait. Yeah, and the last question I have it is, how soon to get back out there on the dating field? Go right away?
Go right out. She threw you away.
Okay, so just do it right away. Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks,
Good
Adam.
Luck. Good luck, caller. Give us an update.
Okay.
Well, tonight we're teaching tools.
Yes, we are. Nice to have a gentleman caller.
Sure was.
It looks like we have...
Hello?
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen Live. Do you have a question?
I do have a question. Yes. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Allen.
Hi.
Yeah.
So a gentleman has been dating me for now 7 months, and I've been trying incredibly hard to be the female. And he's been, I think, on his side, been trying incredibly hard to push male responsibilities on me. So, like, for example, last week he said...
So you've got a woman... Wait a minute. You've got a woman in a man's body.
I think possibly. I think so. So
what you say to him is, you have every right. You have every right to want me to be your mother, your boss, your teacher, your therapist. But I'm not comfortable doing that. So if you don't know what you want, I will not be able to follow you.
That's basically what I said. And he's been doing these things as an example. He said, you can come over anytime you want to see me, or you can call and tell me when you want to see me. And I said,
I very much... He's asking you to chase him.
But I don't want to do that.
Men... Do you understand that when men want you, they'll go after you? When they want they're wanting you to be their mother.
But he does it half the time. The other half the time, he asks me out, he pays for me, he cooks for me. For example, a few days ago, I told him, I was like, look, you have every right to want me to do all these things, but I'm uncomfortable leading. And he even knows he knows about you. He knows about your stuff. He knows I follow this.
You know what? Just because he knows about me doesn't mean he doesn't want to teach you to be his mother. And you have a right to be his mother if you want to be his mother.
Don't want to be his mother.
Well, if you don't want to do it courteously, say, I appreciate your respect for me as a leader, but I'm not comfortable doing it. So if you're not willing to lead, and I don't want to leave, nothing's going to happen.
Okay. I'll tell him that.
Got it?
That would be my last. Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks, caller.
Good luck. Good luck. Good luck.
Thank you.
More tools.
Well, those tools are...
Don't forget, people, read Getting to I Do, and you guys out there. Read it. It's like going to the girls' locker room when they're having sex training.
Definitely. Definitely. So okay. We have a couple of our Facebook fans. Let's see what we've got going on here. Oh, we've got a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I sure do.
Pardon
me, Dr. Allen, what constitutes for you compatibility?
Compatibility is when the holes in your head fit the screws in mine.
Okay.
Is the hole masculine or feminine?
Let's see, the holes in my, does he fit the holes in my head?
Is the whole masculine or feminine?
I would say feminine.
Yes. And is the screw masculine or feminine?
Masculine.
Therefore, I need a screwed up person and a holy person to be willing to waltz together. Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire. If I've got two holes, nothing happens. If I've got two screws, nothing happens. Straight, gay, or lesbian, I need a complementarity. I need somebody who wants respect first and cherishing second, and the other person wants to be cherished first and respected second. If I've got two people that both want respect, I think I want. I make money. If I've got two people that don't want, you know, they know what they don't want, nothing happens. They just stare at each other. I need a screw and a hole.
Beautiful. Okay, so it sounds like I'm okay so far. He, there's the wall.
Are you the screw or the hole?
Well, we're both very healthy. The compatibility I was talking
does
about
he,
would be more.
Does he penetrate your world? Does he ask you for what he wants? Does he ask you how you feel about it?
Yes, he's extremely healthy. Even speaks your language, and although he's never heard of you before.
Do you ask for what he thinks and what he wants and what you can do to help him?
Oh, absolutely.
Therefore, do you understand that what you're doing in communication terms is negotiating a lock? There's only three ways to communicate. Intimidate with fear. You better do it or else. Or seduce with guilt. I do so much for you and you do nothing for me. But not negotiating is, I want it this way. How do you feel about doing it? Or I don't feel good about this. What do you think about doing this?
Got it.
Complementary communication enhances intimacy. Equal communication is competitive. And it's great at war. It's great in business. It's not great in romance.
Aha. So things like we don't like the same movies or we don't like the same foods or all of those things are okay so long as the waltz is happening.
You got it. Well put.
Okay. I understand completely now. Perfect.
Good.
That's it.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, caller.
Bye. In practice.
Beautiful.
So?
Beautiful. Okay, so we have a young woman here in her early 30s who is in a committed relationship with a man in his late 30s who appears to be a mama's boy. And she wants to know how she deals with him choosing his mother over her repeatedly.
If his mother's a good lay, incest is best.
Okay, so...
In other words, withdrawing your sexuality. Harvard did a study in the 90s and they asked 10,000 people, what did you mate and marry for? Mating is marriage without a document. And marriage is mating with the document. So they asked men, what did you mate and marry for? And they said, 2/3 of the time, for sensual and sexual stability, a home that they like to live in and a body they like to play with, look at, and make love to. 1/3 of men mate and marry for status. I'm with her and her dad owns.
Mm-hmm.
And financial security. 2/3 of women mate and marry for status, Mrs. So-and-so, and financial security.
Mm-hmm.
1/3 of women mate and marry for sexual and sensuous stability. They're called cougars.
Ah.
2/3 of women, no? You got that? Mate and marry.
Hello?
All right, so.
Oh, we've got something weird going on here.
Hello?
Oh, there's a caller. Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes, hello. I have a question.
Hello,
can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear
hello?
You.
Hello? Yeah. Okay, my question is, I have a guy has been dating me for about 5 months. And
You're the girl.
Yes, I'm the girl. But the problem is that I have two questions about this. Is that he has been pushing a lot about having intercourse, and since the beginning, I told him my requirements.
Well, are you in a committed relationship or not?
I'm not. I want one.
You want monogamy, sexually and socially, You want continuity weekly, and you want a long-term goal of marriage or mating.
Yes, marriage.
Which?
But the
marriage or
marriage.
Mating?
Uh-huh. Marriage.
All right. Mm-hmm. So
yes.
If you have sex with him without your contract, you're a free wife. Free.
Yes.
And you're going to bond to him, and that's better than super glue at the short hair site.
Yes. That's why I tried to explain him. Well, I told him my requirement, and he, at the very beginning, he didn't agree. And in three different occasions, he left because he didn't agree about that. And then he kind of regret.
And is he gone 8 weeks?
Well, he did this three times. He left and came back 3 weeks later and apologized.
I know that. And you know what that means? That means he's bonding to you. How old is he?
He's 43.
Mm-hmm. He's 43, so he's getting real close to 45. 45 to 55 is when he melts into a girl chemically.
The problem right now is the last...
Men think when they go get their testosterone shot that they're doing much about the estrogen. No, they should check the estrogen. Because the estrogen in their body is what helps them feel good or feel bad. And if they don't feel good about you, they have to negotiate a deal. Now, men would rather have free sex, but they know it's not right.
Yeah.
Marriage is for women and kids. It's not for men. When men marry, they take on responsibility. When women marry, they give up a lot of independence.
Yes.
Okay? So he's probably a normal man that wants intercourse, and you won't give it to him.
But the problem is that this is the third time that he leaves angry because I don't want to go to have intercourse, even though we had it once or something.
That.
But this last time he deleted me. Well, the thing is that this last time he deleted me, and I don't know if he blocked me or just deleted my phone number from his phone. And tomorrow is his birthday, and it's been 4 weeks since then.
4 weeks is only halfway to 8 weeks. He's not gone until he's gone 8 weeks with no contact.
And tomorrow that it's his birthday, is it okay if I send him a message, birthday message?
Yes, it's called a ritual stroke. But it can't say, miss you, come back, You can send him a birthday card that says, happy birthday.
Even though
I call those ritual strokes. What?
Even though the last time he deleted me or blocked me in the phone, like he is very upset or something. So I feel very hurt with that.
I'll tell you what it's about. You didn't do what he wanted you to do, probably sexually.
Yes.
That's normal.
And I have another question. I really don't know how to handle that with him. When he invites me, he always invites me to his place or he comes to my place and he tries to have something sexual.
Why not?
Because it's very hard for me to not have intercourse. It's really, he gets annoyed.
Have you ever had intercourse with him?
Yes, once, and I told him I was not going to have that again until
That's
we have
a wedding night, my love. That one night is your wedding night. Now you're withholding intercourse from him, and now I don't advise you to have intercourse without at least a promise ring so that you know he's monogamous, continuous, and long-term aiming towards marriage.
Okay, and do you think it's...
If you love him better than you love yourself, give him all of you. But I guarantee men know they shouldn't get what they're getting for free. They really... Look, when you give a man free sex, he knows you can give it to the next guy free too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Men marry virtue, not vaginas. They play with vaginas. They don't marry them.
Hmm. And so you think it's okay
there.
That if he invites me to see him again, it's okay to go to his place, or it's better not to, because maybe I think it's very dangerous.
If you can act like a lady and not be mad at him when he says, I want sex, and you say no, yes. If you can't mm-hmm. handle saying no to him, then no, mm-hmm. you can't do it.
Okay. Yeah.
A chocolate addict can't work in Godiva's chocolate.
Mm. Yeah, right. I think that's my problem now.
Don't make good bartenders.
Mm. Okay.
Got it?
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. Got it.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. You're
good
welcome.
Luck, caller.
Thanks. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, more tools.
Do we have more time?
We have a little more time left. So speaking of the tools, Dr. Allen, let's talk a little bit about your class that teaches the tools, because it sounds like tonight we are doing a lot of tool talk.
We are doing it. Want training for communication, and which is also for building your life, is where you go for that.
So,
I also do it in getting to, I do it in the couples. I do tool training in everything I do.
Of course.
It's like a radio show. What?
Of course. It's all interrelated. So what we do have is...
I'm a contextual analyst.
We've got a question here about Amigo talk, Dr. Allen, and this person wants to know if Amigo talk is appropriate to use when you're communicating at work.
Amigo talk at work is emotional. It's like waltzing. I would rather that you just work is where you make your mail makes money.
Mm-hmm.
So respect is a priority at work. At lunch, in the cafeteria, after work, that's where you get to go female if you want, whether mm-hmm. you're a man or a woman. We're all male. Men have men's bodies, but female anima souls. Women have female bodies, but male anima souls. And a book on that is, what is the name of that book? The Yin Yang Way of Life.
Oh,
Dr. Hill and Dr. Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So with that in mind, that's the old Chinese 2,000 years old doing what I'm doing. Yin and Yang. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. And so we have another question here that says...
What's that?
We've been dating... She corrects herself. A man has been dating me for 9 months. I know you say
Whoa.
The first. Yeah, the
you know
first.
What that is? 3 months perfect, 3 months imperfect, 3 months negotiating, and then you know you're in a committed relationship. It takes a year to meet and know somebody.
That's exactly what she's talking about here in this question. Awesome, Dr. Allen. This is what she says. At this 9-month period, things seem to be very comfortable. I'm wondering if the excitement of the first 3 months will return as he's asked me to marry him. The comfort level is there, but it seems to be lacking excitement. What's happening?
You're getting normal. If you want excitement, then have multiple men or multiple women and try to juggle them.
Well, I'll say that's exciting, but not in a very safe or productive
way.
Yeah.
No, if you're an epinephrine addict, if you're a dopamine addict, I'm telling you, criminality is exciting. Dangerous sex is exciting. I strongly recommend, you know, when people make love, they periodically can have passionate sex. But when people just want passionate sex, they rarely, rarely make love.
Right. Yeah, I'm kind of getting the indication here that she didn't think that, well, you know, here's the thing. That first 3 months is awfully exciting, especially if there's a lot of chemistry. But, you know, life gets in the way of that whirlwind portion of the romance. You know, there's bills to pay, you know, car tires to rotate, oil to change. And those are the day-to-day things of life. I mean,
dentist to pay for.
Exactly, exactly. And children and tuition and all those things that make up a life. I mean, I think sometimes we have this thought pattern where we think that every day can be like this magical Disney sort of Snow White romance. But
you know what I say? All feast, no feast. We have vacations for feasts. We do special things. And one of the saddest things you can be is totally rich, totally where you want to live, because it's boring.
Well,
remember,
and
you need three things: someone to love, something to do, and something to look forward to.
You know, I agree with that so much. And I think we get lost in that. Well, I think that a lot of women have been trained for that what I call the Disney, you know, princess in a castle, white picket fence, you know, every day he comes home and it's like, ah, the birds are outside singing. This is just not a reality. I mean,
negotiate. First of all, the very important thing is natural chemistry. If your body likes his body and vice versa, you will stay together because the chemistry ebbs and flows, but it continues. If you've ever been in love with somebody, you're always potentially in love with them. But they can ruin it by being drug addicts or criminals or whatever.
Right.
So chemistry is very, very important. Compatibility is very important. You have to be able, your lives have to fit together in some way.
Right.
And you both have to want to either be mated or married.
Right.
Monogamous or polyamorous.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's what we negotiate.
So this is pretty normal in month 9 then.
Yes.
Just that leveling off.
That normal spin.
So in that imperfect period, you talk about that imperfect period. And if they can make it through that imperfect period, where are they heading?
They can negotiate a deal.
There we go. Okay.
They can negotiate time. They can negotiate space where they live, chores, maintenance. They can negotiate money, my money, your money, our money. They can negotiate play, non-sexual and sexual.
That's beautiful. That is getting to I do. And that's one of our seminars, our weekly seminars. And again, I want to remind everybody to find out about what we've got going on, you can sign up for our newsletter. You'll get information first. That's at www.drpatallen.com. And if you're interested in any of the wonderful classes we have coming up, you can find them at www.oneistore.com, where you'll find our products like Dr. Allen's new book, It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe, and our DVDs and our all kinds of things we have there. Conversational.
Also, Staying Married and Loving It is in Amazon's library. Staying Married and Loving It.
Which is a great one, too. So, Dr. Allen, we're almost out of time. What have you got to say about our show tonight, and what do you got to say before we go?
What I want to say is the secret of loving. The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Awesome. Thank you, everyone. We'll be back next week. Until then, keep communicating. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.